Karen and Diane, you are founding members of the environmental group Burnaby Mountain Preservation Society, which formed in 1988. Why did the society form and what was its goal? Diane, maybe I'll start with you.
Well, we thought that the land needed to be set aside because Simon Fraser was pressing for development, and we thought that the parkland should be set aside soon before it was destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Karen?
Yeah. Well, I first got alarmed when I saw the development plans of the city that were going to build up there. And so I started writing letters to the city and so on. And in that process, I got to know Dean and Diane. Dean, I think I got to know through what Diane mentions, the development plans of SFU, because they wanted to build a big sports dome and sports complex in what is Nahino Park.
Right.
So we were, and I think Dean and you were already involved in that.
Yes.
I had been involved with the city asking about it. So I joined the group. I'm not quite sure that it is right. We formed in 88. I think it was 89, if not even a year later. And before it was all kind of fragmented. Some people did that, some that. And then of course, Dean was the major part there. He kept people together, and he was our so-called president.
I was going to ask about Dean, if what he was like. Do you have stories about him?
He is, or was at least, I don't know now, very energetic, and he was involved in, when we had some presentations in front of Burnaby Council, it was always Dean who did it, right? Dean did the talking and the getting up there and showing our point of view. I think I did it once, but I mean, Dean was the one who always, and he had a big, you know, file like this, yay big, and found things in there. Yeah.
So when SFU was thinking of building this sports complex on Nahino Park, that was one of the sparks.
Yes, and I must give great credit to Colin Crampton, the professor in geography. His specialty was geology, and he worked on the geology of Burnaby Mountain. And he had a whole student group. They've made research together in the, you know, in this rock formations, and not so much, not the biology, he was a geology professor of geography. Yeah. So he did that, and yes, I remember just myself and him, he took me along Nahino and showed me all the different formations of the underlayer there and stuff. Very interesting, and I gave you the publication he has out on the geology of Burnaby Mountain. He always called Burnaby Mountain his outdoor laboratory, because he took his classes out, studied, walked all the trails, and poked around with his hammer and stuff with his students. So I don't think he was ever really a member of us as a member, but he was really affiliated, and I would say one of the,
driving
forces behind it, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Unfortunately, you tell me he's dead. I didn't
know
that.
Yes, he passed away in 2012. And yes, it would have been wonderful to have interviewed him.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Okay, Diane, do you have memories of Colin Crampton?
I don't think I ever met him.
Oh.
Because he wasn't really part of our group. He wasn't.
Ah.
So it was, he did, and his students, I knew him already from before because I knew people in geography. So I got to him that way, and
right.
Yeah, I remember once he took me through Nahino and showed me all the stuff, which was very nice. Yeah.
So I guess when the SFU proposed the dome, the sports complex, that was in 1991, but they had also proposed the village, the university village, that was going to be on the west side, just above where the pavilion is. And I guess that was around 1988.
Yes, that may be.
So that.
But I wasn't involved with Dean and the group. Were you? In 88? I'm pretty sure not.
No, okay. I don't think so.
Did Dean come and talk to you to kind of recruit you for the group? Is that
No, we recruited each other then. Somehow.
So you heard about the society, did you? And then contacted Dean and then...
Yes, not really. We only, when we got together, I remember Dean sitting there for some reason at one of the student, what is it called, from the student society, where you have anti-abortionists and God knows what, they all had their little places. And I talked to him there, but I cannot recall whether this was before the society formed. I think I met you guys all together through Dean then. I just don't know.
Yes, I think it was through Dean. It's so long ago, it's hard to remember now, isn't it?
It is, really.
Well, Steve told me that Dean actually kind of recruited him because he knew Dean knew that Steve had been involved in environmental issues in Burnaby before.
Yeah, and he hadn't been at SFU. Steve was not at SFU, so somehow they must have met somewhere else. And
yes.
Yeah, and I can't quite remember how I joined the group then. We were quite a few people at first, right? And then the active ones, we mettled down to just a few. So we met in each other's houses. We were here a couple of times,
yeah.
Remember? And at Steve's, and mainly then at Mary Gordon's. Parks
chairman or something.
Chairman of the Parks Board.
Yeah,
right?
That's okay. Right.
So yes. He was interested in it too, and then.
Do you remember some of the other members?
Oh, his wife, who passed away a couple of years ago.
What was her name?
Betty Gordon.
Uh huh.
And Diane, can you remember who else was there?
I think that was about it.
In the end, we were the very faithful group we always met until it was actually declared a park. Then we decided, well, we don't need to meet anymore.
That was one of my questions is, when did the group kind of disband? Although then Steve said that, no, you still meet.
We haven't met since then, since it was made into a park.
So once you met your goal,
we decided that's done. It's now a park. It's a dedicated park.
Right.
So that's what we wanted. And we have, I told you about that, right? The cairn up there, where it says all the people who were involved. I wrote it down. The president of SFU, and we were terribly lucky that they were all pro-park. Dr. Stubbs, mm-hmm. He was excellent because the one after it would have never passed. He would have wanted those lands. SFU has to keep them.
Oh,
but he gave it up. He gave those up in return to get the whole inner ring road that SFU could do with that. Well, that was the deal there.
Right. Well, maybe I could just ask, since we're talking about Dr. Stubbs, because Dr. Saywell was the president before Dr.
Yes,
Stubbs.
Yes, he was not so much in favor of that.
That's what I kind
Nor
of
are they
gathered.
Now. They are not pro-conservation, really. They want to make money, and you don't get money from big business by declaring parks.
So Dr. Stubbs became the president, I think it was 1993.
Yeah, that could well be. And he was a godsend for us because he said, yes, okay, the university would consider doing that.
There was a compromise.
Yeah.
Okay. Who else is the Karen?
Mike Harcourt, very fortunate, left wing also for, in those days at least, for conservation. Mm-hmm. So he was good. He's a premier of BC. Minister of the Environment, Mo Sihota, and he was in favor of it. The mayor of Burnaby, William Copeland, was for it. And the guy who is now the mayor, Derek Corrigan, and Doug Drummond, both very, very much in favor of keeping part of Burnaby as natural places. So that was a very lucky combination that then in 95, it actually, province declared it, and Burnaby together, they all together declared it a park.
Right.
Hooray, and then we could disband.
Yes, well, I was thinking that it was quite a long haul for you because, you started in 1989, the agreement wasn't until 1995. That's quite
I don't
a
think it was
years.
That long. I think yeah. that we formed as a, let's call us a Burnaby Mountain Preservation Society. That must have been 91 or something.
Yes.
Because I remember then going for with you for a walk up there, and we asked each other's age, and I said, I'm 51, and you said, you're 50. And we had just kind of got together, I think, at
yes.
that stage. So
we thought we might stay together as a group and see how the land was managed, but we didn't.
Oh,
we didn't bother meeting on that.
In fact, let's see if I make sure I've got it the right. Yes, so in 97, the Burnaby Mountain Community Corporation, which is now the SFU Community Corporation, was established to oversee the planning and development of University. And at the same time, a community advisory committee was formed to provide broader community input into the creation of University. And one of the members of this committee was selected from Burnaby Mountain Preservation Society.
That would have been Dean.
Would it have been Dean? Okay,
yeah.
Because I was wondering who had been appointed. And I was wondering what the society felt it accomplished through participation in that advisory committee. Do you remember much about that?
When did that form?
That was in 97. Committee? Yeah, 97.
I must say, I don't know.
Do you remember that, Karen, at all?
No.
That the society had been asked to be, because you had been so involved in the advocating for the preservation, you must have had a
but,
very
but then
high profile.
We, you say we didn't.
No, you did. Someone, and it was probably Dean, was selected from the Burnaby Mountain Preservation Society to be a
yes,
member.
Yes, I
the
think it was
community.
Dean, and I remember going there at some stage and talking to the people in the development office or whatever it was called. But yes, that was Dean along.
Okay.
But quite honestly, I don't remember, and I was not really involved with it afterwards because I thought, well, things are done. This inside the ring road, because some people wanted to go on and preserve the stuff inside the ring road now, but I thought it was a dead horse because that had been decided in exchange for the lands outside.
Yes.
So I was not after, this is after 97 then.
Yeah, that,
no,
that
I was definitely
amazing.
Not involved anymore.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, I still wrote once in a while letters to the city to ask about some trail or something, but not with.
No.
We didn't meet anymore
no.
after that.
No, that was it.
Or not.
Okay.
Did Steve say maybe he remembered it better?
You know, I think I did ask him. But I think that he said much the same thing, that once the agreement had been made, the land had been transferred
yeah,
from SFU to the city,
done
that
part.
You've done your part. You've
yes.
met your goal. Your
yes.
mission had
maybe we're just getting old and lazy.
Well, so when the negotiations were completed then in 95, was the society then was pleased with the result?
Yes, yes. They did preserve the outside and didn't develop it, neither SFU did nor the city, and it's still there. The city now put in a lot of very nice bike trails and stuff, too nice for my taste, but it was, before it was somehow more secluded, everything. And
yeah.
But it's there, it's preservation land. What do they call it? Not conservation area. No, actually, park. It's
yeah.
park. It was a dedicated park. It is a dedicated
it
park.
Is. Yeah.
So that sounded pretty good. I think we were happy with what we did.
Yes, I was.
I think one comment that, I think it was Dean that also suggested that with the agreement that SFU and the city would have a better relationship, that was also
yeah,
a good result.
Everything
as well.
Was settled that
yes,
way. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But
again, I must stress how lucky we were with the combination of people who were, you know, governing then, governing SFU and governing Burnaby and the province. They were all in favor of that.
Right. Well, it was interesting to me that it was in 1990 that, and so actually the society must have been at least formed by 1990 because Merrill Gordon and Dean Lamont went to council and presented their proposal.
Okay. If that was 1990, if that's true, yes.
And at that point, we were there.
We were definitely there.
Oh, you were at that meeting.
Yes.
And the city, the council supported the society's concept for the conservation area.
Okay, then.
And that was in 1990. And so, you know, there's going to be another 5 years before all the negotiations are done. And so I was wondering if there was, as you say, a change in personnel that were involved in the negotiations.
Definitely at SFU, that Dr. Stubbs, he was crucial.
And would the society have been crucial as well? Because you were really rallying public support.
Yes, we even have a little, on the plaque, a little thing at the bottom that the Burnaby, what does it say? The efforts of the Burnaby Mountain Preservation Society are acknowledged.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but okay, then it was 1990, that's when we met too, and we went for a walk there once. Yes.